Hello and welcome to the Optimized Man podcast. I'm Derek Johansson. That was the intro. Let's go ahead and do this. I'm here with Jaya. Jaya is a sexpert. She's an award-winning sexologist. She's the author of Red Hot Touch and the founder of New World Sex Education. I'm extremely excited to have her on the line. I'm honored. She's been blowing up everywhere, giving sex advice on Good Morning America, Nightline, The Anderson Cooper Show, The Tyra Banks Show, TLC, CNN, Playboy, everywhere. Jaya, welcome. Thank you for being
here. Hello. Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to share all the nitty-gritty bits that I have to share.
Awesome. Let's talk about sex today. Many of the listeners out there, they work long hours, they have high-stress jobs. Do you have any tips for guys like us that, for beating the mental and physical fatigue that we have at the end of a long day so that we go home or go out with increased sexual energy, sexual drive?
Sure. The brain is a powerful stimulant. And one of the things that you can do is just, get your brain on sex throughout the day, be stimulating yourself with sexy thoughts. And then also, things that support your sexual vitality and actually boost your sex hormones. I love herbal products. So getting your hands on like some good deer antler, and before you go out or before you're about to make love, do some push-ups, get physical, get like in your body and take, some deer antler or some male silk moth. These are like crazy.
Wait, what are these?
These are Chinese herbs. Deer antler, they don't hurt the deer when they're doing it, but they actually boost testosterone in your system. They increase your sexual vitality. They boost your sex hormones. And by doing that,
actually,
it increases your sexual energy.
You're actually taking a pill of a deer's antler.
Yeah, it's the tip and it's full of stem cells. So it's one of the most rejuvenating things that you can possibly take. And when you mix that with some push-ups or some physical activity, it really helps boost your sexual vitality and longevity. I have a program, Men Keep Up, and this is one of the number one recommendations, as well as male silk moth, which is just a huge aphrodisiac. It's like the essence of the male silk moth, which only mate once. So they have to keep all of their sexual energy like saved up for that one special moment, which is why that particular elixir has so much to it. So I highly recommend both of those as tools, and very easy. They're just little tinctures. They're not even a pill. They're just like a little tincture, and you just put it under your tongue. Just squeeze a little under your tongue and do some push-ups, dance. Even guys, dance is like a kind of like bad word sometimes, but put on like some of your favorite music and move your body and get your energy changed from, if you're sitting all day at a computer and you're just working hard all day, to do something different. You've got to change that state that you're in.
Let's move just directly into some cool, interesting, different techniques that a guy can use tonight if he wants with his partner. Something cool that's going to have, his partner give them a mind-blowing orgasm. What do you got for us?
So I'm a huge sex geek, and I love the biomechanics of sex, which basically means the way that our bodies come together. Most people have sex flat. So you're on your bed and her pelvis is flat. Your pelvis is kind of coming in flat, which isn't giving you the most contact to her pelvic floor. And most women are not stimulated from penis going in and out of the vagina or fingers going in and out of the vagina unless you have a curve, because of the way that her anatomy works. That's like a whole bazillion, I could go on and on about that for days. Mm-hmm. But the way to get the best contact with her, so she's getting more clitoral stimulation, she's getting stimulation to her G-spot, all of her hot spots, is very, very simple, actually. It's something you can do right now because you probably have them at home, which are pillows. Pillows are your best friend. We have to stop having flat sex and start having angles to our lovemaking. So take a pillow, fold it up. You might need two, like one flat and then one folded on top of it. And you put her pelvis on top of that so that she has this nice angle, so that her pelvis is actually sort of angling up a little bit, so that then when you come in to penetrate her, you're getting more of that contact and she's getting clitoral stimulation and G-spot stimulation based on how you're angling your pelvis. So you want to make sure that you get the right angles. Another thing you can do is if you're on your knees and that's uncomfortable, or you get tired out easily, is you put a pillow between your butt and your knees, And then when you're penetrating her, say she's on her back with the pillows underneath her, you're just getting some really delicious angles for some really amazing pelvic contact that gives her, you know, full contact to all of her juicy bits and allows for more pleasure.
That's awesome. So is there any sort of penetration technique that's different, or kind of thrusting technique that's different?
Yeah, I would recommend not necessarily just thrusting in and out. That's not the most pleasurable thing for most women.
Don't pump and dump.
Yeah, don't pump and dump. I like that. Okay. You definitely want to do more of what I call anchor and pull. Anytime that you can get sort of an anchor into the tissue and then pulling towards yourself. So when you're inside of a woman, you can, like, if you want to do G-spot stimulation, you don't want to go deep. You actually want to stay very shallow. And if she's on her back, you kind of want to angle up towards the roof of her vaginal canal. And so then you want to just do little, like, rocking motion. Rocking is amazing, and most guys can't do it. So, you know, work on your rocking and not using, like, your body going back and forth, but actually rocking your pelvis into those tissues, which is what sort of gives her that anchor and pull on the tissue, as opposed to just friction going across, which isn't the best.
So penetrate kind of shallowly. And then once you're in there, you're not thrusting in and out from that position. You're just rocking back and forth.
Yes. Amazing. Succinct. I love it.
Okay. Oh, that sounds interesting. All right. What else? You got anything else?
Yes. So this next technique is called the triple treat.
The triple treat.
And it's actually been renamed by a lot of guys. It's become kind of famous in certain circles, and they call it the three finger technique. So some people are now calling it the three finger technique. But anyway, so what you do, and this is great for female ejaculation. So guys who want to help their woman squirt, if she's interested in such things, or you're interested in such things, this is how I learned how to do it. It's the technique that got me squirting. So there you go.
Can I stop you real fast?
Yeah.
Are a lot of women interested in learning how to squirt?
There are actually quite a few. It's becoming more and more popular. And as, you know, women find out the benefits of it, like that it's a different kind of orgasm, there's actually health benefits to it. And some are speculative, some are actually proven, which is one of the speculative ones, is that the female ejaculate actually has, like, antimicrobial that help flush out bacteria so you don't get infections and stuff like that. So when women start understanding the health benefits, when they start understanding that, wow, this is a whole new orgasmic experience, then they get like, oh, wow, you know, well, maybe I want to try that. Maybe I want to learn how to do that, especially if they're with a guy who's comfortable with lots of wetness and makes them feel relaxed about it. Because most women have had that experience where they feel that urge to urinate. They're familiar with that. And then they are always scared to actually let that go. And what that actually is, you know, you're about to ejaculate. That's a signal that you're in the right spot.
Okay, great. All right. So let's hear it. Let's hear the technique.
Okay. So the technique is, you've got two fingers internally. And guys, this is after she's very fully aroused. You know, you've been playing with her for a while and, you know, she's wet. You've got some lubrication going, all that good stuff. Two fingers internally, your middle finger and your index finger. Your middle finger stays fairly long and your index finger curves into the G spot. So your index finger is shallow and your middle finger is deep, if that makes sense. And both of them are curved up a bit into the roof of her vaginal canal. This is stimulating a spot deeper in the vaginal canal called the A spot, or the anterior fornix zone. And some women are more pleasurable there than they actually are in their G spot. And this really helps to sort of flush. It's, if you think the G spot is actually a tube, and that tube fills with the fluid that is ejaculated. You're hitting the back of the tube with this technique and the front of the tube with this technique. So you're actually stimulating the entire tube and coaxing the fluid out. So you're going to anchor into the tissue. It's not like friction over the tissue again. It's anchoring in and pulling the tissue towards you as you're doing the fingers in this way. And then you use your thumb, which is why it's called the three finger technique, on her clitoris back and forth. If you get really good, you can go really slow with your internal fingers and really fast with your thumb going on the clitoris. And you could also do this, which is a variation on this technique, which is the thumb is on the U spot or the urethral opening. It's a little tiny hole right above the vaginal opening. And this is where the ejaculate comes out of. I've gotten to the point where if someone just taps on my U spot, on my urethral opening, I can ejaculate because I've kind of trained myself that way. So sometimes tapping on that helps women to release the ejaculate. So you can do your middle finger on the A spot, your pointer finger on the G spot, your thumb on the U spot or the urethral opening, and then you can use a finger from the other hand or your mouth on her clitoris while you're doing this. You know, I'm throwing in four
more
fingers and five fingers and six fingers. You know, your hands are your greatest asset in bed. So I find that that's really powerful, as along with the psychology of just letting her know it's okay, you can relax, you can release, and actually guiding her to push out is a great way to get her to ejaculate. But otherwise, if you're not working towards ejaculate, this is just a great feeling, lovely feeling technique for either clitoral orgasm or internal vaginal orgasm, because we have so many possibilities for the different kinds of orgasms that we can experience.
So how do you keep her? Yeah, thank you. How do you keep her not necessarily calm, but like you were saying, make her comfortable? What's some strategies that you can use to keep her comfortable? And then also, I've heard with female ejaculation, I've never actually experienced this myself. Well, I'm not a female, but you know what I mean. that, like you were saying before, it can feel like she's about to urinate. What's kind of the process for talking her through everything related to that?
Sure. That's a great question. One of the things is giving permission. A lot of us have held it in, or a lot of women who actually started off, because ejaculation is a very natural thing. Everyone can do it. We all have the plumbing. A lot of women have ejaculated in the past and been shamed for it. So there's a lot of like, what was that? That was weird, or that's gross. And so giving permission that you're okay with it, being relaxed yourself around it is really big. Like telling her, literally saying like, it's okay to let go. That was my big experience with the first person I ejaculated with. Was he was doing this three finger technique, the triple treat, and actually looking right in my eyes and saying, it's okay, you can relax, I'm here with you, I'm okay if you pee on me or whatever comes out, you know, like let it, because I think a lot of women are afraid they're going to pee. Uh-huh. And so letting them know that you're okay with that. If they do pee, they're not going to pee, because it's really hard to pee when you're in an aroused state. And so letting them know that you're okay, that you're there, that you're with them, looking in their eyes, taking nice deep breaths, like when you take nice deep breaths, it sort of helps her relax. The more relaxed she is, the more aroused she can get. So you want to keep any stress out of the situation and keep her very present. And by doing that, that's like looking in her eyes, talking to her, that helps keep her present and out of her mind and keep her in her body. Like what sensation are you feeling is even something you can check in with her. Not too much, because you don't want to get her in her brain too much. Like you want to keep her in her body, but it might be like, is this sensation, what is this sensation that you're feeling? And mm-hmm. letting her, and all of it is good. Oh, that's great. That's so good, and tell her how much you love her and love seeing her and her pleasure. And you can just talk to her in that way that makes her feel good and relaxed and keeps her present and not in her head going, am I peeing? Does he like how I look? Do I have too much cellulite on my butt? All this stuff that women are crazy thinking while they're having sex.
So with something like this, and I know you probably don't want to attach a result to it, it shouldn't be results-oriented sex, but mm-hmm. if you're using the three-finger technique, is the end result always going to be some ejaculation, or could it be just a clitoral orgasm?
For some women, it's clitoral orgasm. For some women, it's vaginal orgasm. So there's so many different kinds that we can have. We can have vaginal orgasm without an ejaculation. We can have it with an ejaculation. Usually women are ejaculating. So this is something that isn't taught often, which is that we're always ejaculating. It just doesn't always come out. So it may just look differently than what you've seen in porn, which is like squirting everywhere. It might just be like a gush of wetness all of a sudden.
Yeah, I think the image that most men get in their head is of these just crazy squirting things.
Right, which is really hard for women to do when you have your fingers inside. You have to actually know exactly when to pull out in order to get a squirt. So, which is difficult, especially when you're first like learning how to do this. So you might just feel that little gush. You might feel, if you pull out your fingers in the right timing, you'll get a squirt. Mm-hmm. It might be that she actually keeps herself from ejaculating, and it fills up in her prostate, in her G spot is another word for the prostate, or perineal spot, or sorry, urethral sponge is another name for it. So there's all these different names for these areas of the body. And so she fills up with a whole lot of fluid and then pees it out right after sex if she really feels like she has to pee and it comes out very clear. That's usually ejaculate. Some women ejaculate. So she's always filling with fluid there. It's just like what happens with the fluid. So she's either ejaculating into her bladder and then having to pee afterwards, or she's like having little trickles come out in little spurts, or she's having huge gushes. And I've seen women gush buckets of fluid. And the more she ejaculates, the more starts coming out. At least this has been the experience of people I've worked with, which is where it's like might start off really small and then get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And so these are things you can expect with this technique, are either she's going to have fluid fill up because you're doing the technique. So it's a matter of, is she going to be ejaculating it? Will she be squirting it out? Will she be trickling it out? Will she be peeing it out later? Will she be having a clitoral orgasm, a G-spot orgasm, you know, a full body sort of tingling experience? There's so many possibilities.
This has been awesome. Thank you so much. I know you're extremely busy. We'll let you get back. How can guys go ahead and find you? Because you just have some incredible advice. I've been watching your videos everywhere, and it's just awesome. And you know, guys need to get an education on sex, and I think that's a big overlooked part of most men's life is getting some education related to sex. So,
amen.
Where can we find you, Jack?
Sure. My website is sexisyou.com. And the triple treat, or the three finger technique, is in my book, Red Hot Touch. It's also on video on my genital massage for women video. It's Red Hot Touch genital massage for women. And you can find that at redhottouch.com.
Great, great. Thank you so much, Jaya.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.